So we're going to really start now this time about OPAM's NIC system dependency mechanism. Ryan Gibb is going to talk about that. We already saw a talk by Ryan, and we're curious to see this one. So go ahead, Ryan.
Thank you very much. Hi, everyone. So I'm going to give you a quick talk on OPAM's NICs system dependency mechanism. So if you don't know, OPAM is the OCaml language package manager. And as with many other languages, you can use OCaml packages from NICs packages or a specialized overlay. But sometimes the packages or package versions you might need might not be included in that repository or overlay. You can use a project like Twig's OPAM NICs to programmatically generate NICs derivations from an OPAM solve for your project and its dependencies. This is great for deploying a project developed with OPAM to a NixOS system, but it isn't a great experience for development. It's quite slow, and you need to do an expensive Nix rebuild every time a dependency is added or updated. Can we just use OPAM on Nix systems? Well, yes, for OCaml dependencies, but not trivially for non-OCaml dependencies. If you depend on, for example, C libraries, you need to set up a Nix development environment using something like Nix shell or Nix develop with the said system dependencies. This requires a manual resolution of those dependencies, and the resulting binary will contain a path in the Nix store which isn't part of a garbage collection route, so the built artifacts will stop working on the next Nix GC. I'm saying system dependencies a lot, and what I mean by that is OPAM is rather unique for a language package manager in that it supports providing non-OCaml dependencies as external dependencies. They're called depexts. You can declare, parameterized by things like an operating system, packages to be installed by your system package manager. So this is an example for the GMP project. This is like a C library for numerical computation. You can see here, on NixOS, we depend upon the GMP package. But in Debian, for example, it's named libgmpdev. So when using a project that depends upon GMP in OCaml on a Debian system, OPAM will invoke apt-get install libgmpdev. The equivalent in a Nix system would be a nixenv install GMP, but this will only add binaries to the path. It won't set up flags that we need for development, such as linking flags. So to provide Nix system dependencies with OPAM, we overhauled its system dependency mechanism in order to support this. So OPAM gets the lists of depexts for the current switch. A switch is like a virtual environment, and creates a Nix derivation file that looks something like this. You can see here we have the inputs to the derivation, which are the depexts from the OPAM repository. And then the build phase, which is the only phase, builds a environment file that OPAM can read, which sets up the environment variables used inside the derivation. Okay. And you can see there's a list of variables which are excluded or appended to instead of a normal export. And this is from the Nix develop source code, actually. This is basically how Nix shell and Nix develop work under the hood, but we're using the OCaml package manager to manage the environment. Can I get rid of that little... basically, the resultant environment file is actually a root in the Nix store, the Nix GCE thing. So it won't be garbage collected as long as that file exists. So that means your built artifacts will continue to work until you actually remove the switch, which is quite neat. Another neat aspect is it won't interact with your system environment, like the OPAM depex mechanism would on another system, such as Debian. When you do that apt install, blah, that changes your whole system. So this could be useful even on non-NixOS systems. So before, if you were to install a package that depended upon ConfGMP, like the Let's Encrypt library for provisioning TLS certificates, you would get this linking error. But now you get prompted, do you want to run a Nix build, and it will run a Nix build upon this env.nix file, which is what I showed you earlier, and it will generate a nix.env file. But those are different names, it's a little confusing. But that's actually the environment file that OPAM will read. And then you can see the subsequent install works seamlessly. And without this mechanism, you would have to manually get all the system dependencies you might need. Thank you. Let me know if you have any questions. Grab me at the end or something.
Thank you very much.